Good evening. I greet each one here in Jesus' name. Good to be gathered in again tonight. The Lord is the true God, true and living God. Brother Ron read there, verse 10. I'm thankful that God can be here tonight. And I want His name honored and lifted up in anything that is said here. I think it's already been brought out by both Brother Ron and Brother Joe that this is council service, right? We call this council service. Why do we call it that? What's our reason for having a service like this? Is it simply just a tradition, something we do periodically? I think it certainly has been a tradition. But it's much more than that. And if you would turn to 1 Corinthians 11, this is mostly where we'll be pulling our thoughts from tonight, I believe. 11 of 1 Corinthians, Paul was giving some direction here to the church at Corinth. And just there's a lot of different practical things. I believe the woman's veiling and such. He was talking about just previous to this, and here at the end of the chapter, he's talking about their observing of the Lord's Supper, and there was some things he needed to address, some things they needed some direction given to them. I'd like to read verses 23 to 30 here. Verse 28 is what we're going to focus on tonight, but I'd like to read some of these surrounding verses to get the context here. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. You know, that's what we're here for tonight, to examine ourselves. And I would simply take that phrase for the title of the message tonight, let a man examine himself. And we're here to prepare for the Lord's Supper. Communion on Sunday. And each one of us is called here to examine himself before God. And so I believe our council service, believe that we'd be correct in calling it an examination service, wouldn't we? What's an examination? I think we all know what that would be. We have various examinations today. You children here, maybe your parents get the story every Saturday on WhatsApp that Brother Nelson forwards. Do you remember the one from several weeks back, I believe it was, the title think, was be honest. And if you remember how that one went, there was the three boys that grew up together. Joe, Henry, and Charles went to school together. They were school boys and in the same grade. Charles, he always did his lessons, right? And the other boys, they got to going out to town and being out late, and they didn't study their homework and do their lessons. And you remember what was next. As the story went, it said, when examination time came, remember the boys, they wanted, Joe and Henry, they wanted Charles to give us a little advice here, give us a little help. They wanted him to, in essence, help him to cheat on the examination. And what was that? Well, that was a test, right? And we're familiar with those. We have tests in school. And it's an examination, really, to show what knowledge you as a student have taken with you. So we have different examinations in life. You know, we have health examinations. New York State, we have vehicle examinations, I would call them. Once a year, you have to get your vehicle inspected, right? And not so long ago, I was at the airport, and there was a security checkpoint there I had to go through. There was an examination. Make sure everyone is safe to fly. We know what those are. And if you think of examinations, oftentimes they're not something we like, are they? Now, I'm not sure, you students here, if I were to ask how many of you enjoy the test or like a test at school, maybe some of you would. I'm not sure what your response would be. But in general, we shy away from examinations. I mentioned the vehicle inspections we have. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I think we tend to not really like them. You know, the mechanic, he might find something wrong, and it might cost us $1,000, you know, and it costs us. And the health examinations I talked about, I have yet to find one of my fellow CDL truck drivers that enjoys having the health examinations that's required by federal law every 2 years. We'd rather be doing something else. We don't like it. And I also mentioned the airport security checkpoint. And I think we all would probably agree that's probably one of the least exciting things about flying, isn't it? And so I believe it's a little how it can be for council time or examination time. It's not always something we just enjoy. I don't know. I just haven't heard anyone say lately, I just can't wait for council meeting. You know, it's not something we just, it's not the enjoyable part, is it? And so we have some reservations about it, maybe, and it doesn't always feel good to, you know, to open our life up and be exposed. But I believe tonight that it's a necessary part of a Christian life. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5 says, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. And these examinations, I believe, that we tend not to like, we tend to shy away from, you know, if you think about it, many times they're for our own good, maybe the good of others too. Back to the car inspection. You know, maybe the mechanic will say, "Oh, a steering rod is about to come off the front end. We got to replace it." Well, he might have just saved you a pretty serious accident. Now that might have just been for your good and the safety of others. Maybe if I'm at the doctor for a medical examination, he might say, "Well, Delbert, you're getting a little overweight here. You better watch it. Your blood pressure's plenty high." And so we can take those things and you go home and you can adjust your life and try to learn from it. So I believe really they can be, those times and times like this can be for our personal good and the good of the church. Let's look a little bit at why a time of examination? Why a self-examination? What do these verses say here? Verses 27, 29, I'd like to read. Verse 27, "Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord." Verse 29, "For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." What do we see in these two verses here? I see in both verses there's a possibility of you and I partaking unworthily, isn't it? Being unfit to partake of communion, not prepared. I was reading in Revelation chapter 3 recently. I believe it was in our devotions there at home. And in verse 1 there of chapter 3, speaking to the church in Sardis, he says, "I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead." And you know, I believe there is that possibility of that happening in each one of us. That we come here and we're a member of the Cornerstone Church, Cornerstone Congregation here. But it's just a name. We've lost our first love for the Lord. I believe that is possible. So I believe it's therefore important to examine our life to see, where am I at in my walk with God? Why is partaking unworthily such a serious matter? Let's go back to these verses. Verse 27, it says, "Whoso shall eat and drink unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord." I believe that would mean the equivalent of putting Jesus to death again, I believe. That's very serious. None of us would want to do that at all. Verse 29, "He that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself." Eternal punishment and death would be the consequence. That's very serious. That's life and death serious. Do you and I, do you feel worthy tonight? I don't many times. And we know, we can identify with the prodigal son. In Luke 15, he says, "I have sinned and am no more worthy to be called thy son." And we know it's nothing that we've done that qualifies us to be worthy at all. But rather, it's the blood of Jesus, isn't it? That cleanses us and makes us clean so we can be worthy in God's sight. So I believe tonight we should always have a feeling of our own unworthiness. But rather, the worthiness that we can have in partaking is a worthiness in the sight of God. So we want to examine ourselves spiritually tonight. And I need to examine my life. It says, "Let a man examine himself." You know, I need to make it personal to me. You know, we do pretty good at examining other people. Criticize, you know, we can look at other people and yeah, we see we can see where they should be doing it different, where they should improve. But he says here, let a man examine himself. And so, I believe we want to do that tonight. Examine ourselves in the light of God's Word and the church. So, in light of that, as I go through the remainder, I would like to, as I can, use personal pronouns such as I and me and myself. I want to make this personal to me. So what are some areas that we could examine ourselves, that I could examine my life, see how I'm doing? And I would just like to write some things down here tonight. Put this where you all can see. I'd just like to list some ways that to look at my Christian life and see how am I doing. I don't believe the list I have tonight is all inclusive in any way. I believe there's much that could be added, and I want to endeavor to not keep us real late here tonight and to keep it moving. First one I would like to write is worship. I should write a little bigger so y'all can read, but how's my personal time with God? Do I take time for reading God's Word and prayer? It's important to me. And I did mean to say I would like to have scriptural basis for each one of these points that I have tonight. And you can turn to that for that one to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Second Timothy 3. I'd like to read verses 14 to 17 here. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Do we believe these verses tonight? That all scripture is given by God and is necessary for inspiration, reproof, instruction, and so on in my life. Is my personal time with God important to me? I believe that if I have a priority on that in my life, personal Bible reading and prayer, that gathering in with other Christians like we are doing tonight to worship God and study the Word, I believe that will be important to me as well. Time spent with God is never wasted time. The next one I would put is others. And these are not necessarily all these words are in the same category in the English language or anything like that. But I'm doing an acrostic, just for your interest and for your information, I'm doing an acrostic of the word worthy tonight. So you can keep that in mind. So how is my relationship with others? You turn to 1 John chapter 4 for this one. 1 John 4, I'd like to read verses 20 and 21. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Do I believe this tonight? Do I believe that my relationship with my brother, my relationship with God, is directly related to my relationship with my brother? The two go hand in hand. It's just really as simple as these verses put it. Is there any brother or sister that I just can't get along with, that I can't stand, that I try to avoid meeting, that I can't think about without having thoughts of bitterness, how they, you know, they wronged me in the past? Fellow Christians, tonight I see no room for any of that in my life by the word of God that we have here. How about my relating to those that are not my church brothers? Do I care about the lost ones about me? Am I ready to show them the love of Christ when I see an opportunity? I know I'm being fairly brief with many of these. There's much more that could be said about any one of these. Next one I would have is fruits of righteousness. And you can turn to Galatians 5 for that one. All right, Galatians 5. We find the fruit of the Spirit. Verses 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Are these things evident in my life? And I did mean to say some of these overlap and some of these are inseparable. Many of these just go hand in hand. Joy and peace. Are these evident in my life? Am I known to be a happy person? Do I have peace in my life? That if God would call me away at any time out of this life, that I could say I'm ready? What about long-suffering and gentleness? Am I known to be that way with my fellow Christians and others, knowing that, remembering that they're made from the same dust as I and have similar struggles? What about meekness and temperance? Are these qualities that are known in my life? Pride in my life will need to go, I believe. Next one I would have is thankfulness. You can turn to Ephesians 5 for that one. Ephesians 5, verses 4 I would pick out, and verse 20. Ephesians 5, verse 4, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Skip down to verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Am I known to be a thankful person? Am I thankful for what God has done and is doing in my life? And it is a challenge sometimes for me to get my eyes off the problem I'm having right now. And, you know, it's so easy to focus on that, and that's the big thing. And forget to look at the big picture and see how God has worked for me in the past and is working. Giving thanks for all things, says there in verse 20. That can really be a challenge sometimes. Next one I would have, you can turn to Ephesians 4, we're close by here, is honesty. Ephesians 4, verse 25. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. What's coming out of my mouth today and every day? Is it only the truth? Or do I shade things a little bit sometimes? I don't want to tell everything. I don't want them to know everything. Romans 12, verse 17b says, provide things honest in the sight of all men. And I believe tonight it goes beyond, being honest goes beyond just what I say. I believe it's possible for me to live a lie. I believe it's possible for me to come here and say all the right things, do all the right things, and make everyone believe that my life is, I'm a good Christian, and then go home and be a different person the rest of the time. Fellow Christians, that's not going to work. God is not mocked. What a man soweth, that will he also reap. And the last point I would have, I didn't know what to put for the why, but I have chosen to put yearning after God. You turn to Psalm 42. Psalm 42, verses 1 and 2. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Is this my life? Do I long after God like this? Just like a deer that's getting chased, that needs that refreshing drink. Do I feel like I miss something when I skip out on my personal time with God? Do I feel like I miss something when I could not be at a church service? Do I want to be here tonight? Am I looking forward to communion on Sunday? Or am I just here because, well, I have to be. It's just expected. I need to be here. You know, God's looking for those to serve Him out of a willing heart. Are you, am I, yearning after God, looking forward to the communion and the things of God? In closing here, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. God bless each one of us as we endeavor to do this personally in our lives.